I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today is a national holiday in the United States. July 4th marks U.S. independence. In today's broadcast, a gospel worker explains why those who fight for U.S. freedom lack spiritual liberty. And then stick around to learn what it means to actually be free in Christ. Our first story today, the United States celebrates its 243rd Independence Day today. More than 16,000 people died protecting that independence in the last 13 years. Now, this number doesn't include the wounded warriors, veterans who come home with emotional burdens too heavy to bear alone. Steve Prince of Warrior Set Free says, on average, 22 veterans commit suicide every day. Each case is different, but there are some common causes.
Survivor's guilt is probably the biggest one. Regret, going back and replaying those activities over and over again in your mind. Taking responsibility for things that were outside of your control.
Warrior Set Free is a veteran-to-veteran ministry that's part of Set Free Ministries. They use God's Word to help hurting vets overcome the memories that haunt them. It's a process that starts by finding the pain point.
Listening to what they're saying, trying to understand how they're framing it, and then help them find the lie in it. And Satan is the father of lies. Satan wants us to believe that things were our fault, that weren't our fault.
Each journey starts with pain. But it ends in freedom.
You have an opportunity in July for a weekend event called the Heroes Return. It's a very thorough approach to dealing with combat stress. It's July 17 to 21.
Reach out today. We'll connect you at our website.
Hands down, the best ministry weekend I've ever experienced. And this one is specifically for veterans and first responders.
And for Americans celebrating the 4th of July stateside, there's a distinct look to the holiday. Stars and stripes everywhere, parades, picnics, and fireworks. We thought we'd ask an expatriate Christian working in ministry in Europe to reflect on the concept of freedom today. Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries is quick to point out that there's liberty, as an American understands it under the Constitution, there's freedom, and then there's spiritual freedom that goes beyond a situation.
My circumstances aren't as important as the truth. And God says I'm free. I can face this challenge even though I don't like the situation because Christ is with me and he is greater than the circumstances I'm facing. It's an incredible concept.
As she looks at July 4th from the perspective of a global church under fire, Godwin offers a concluding thought.
Christians are not free all over the world. And so when they ask us to pray with them, they don't say, pray that I escape persecution. They say, pray that I can stay strong. So let's pray with the believers in closed parts of the world that they can be strong and that Christ will lift them up in the challenges that they're facing. And let's pray that we can be bold to share that hope no matter what our own personal circumstances are.
And you've likely heard that Europe is post-Christian. Last spring, UK researchers claimed that Christianity as a default is gone and probably for good, or at least over the next 100 years. Well, Helen Williams with World Missionary Press just visited partners in 4 European countries, and she's got some good news.
We believe that the Lord is opening doors in Europe and awakening things. Some of it is the movement of peoples, maybe some latent things that are being revived, if you will, stirred up by the Spirit.
God's using World Missionary Press scripture booklets to reach Europeans and immigrants alike.
This one man and his church had sent a request in for about 10,000-12,000 booklets. They have an intensive summer campaign to reach out to their community, their part in the city of Oslo. And there was one man that came. He just sat there and he kind of looked at me and smiled at me all evening. He doesn't speak English, but he's part of a church of 300 ex-Muslims from Iran and Afghanistan.
You can help send materials for less than $5.
Because our booklets only cost about 3.5 to 4 cents to print, even a dollar will provide 25 booklets. We are printing about 7 million pieces a month, but I have orders on my desk for 130 million pieces.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I shared today, things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we'd love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.